game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire!
It is possible!
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life!
Welcome back to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It's October 28th, 2016, and you are listening to this only by the miracle of MacGyvering podcasting. Oh my God, this is brutal, Slim.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, a little bit of change for you, I assume.
Well, everyone's like, it's a change for you because you sound different and probably awful because I get home from work from my real life job to go work on Razzball, do our podcast, to find my internet's out. And it's still out. It's going to be out until tomorrow, at least. Oh my God. This is terrible, Slim.
Oh, I think today's technological miracles, we can find a way.
Oh, we'll see what happens. So, sorry again that this doesn't sound the same. I'm Frankensteining this podcast together with a phone, on Skype, on hotspots, on... Oh, it's out of control. But we're trying our best. We know it's the beginning of the season, so we're trying to get this together. How'd your first couple days of the season go?
Oh, no real complaints. A couple of injuries are pretty annoying, but that's kind of the sum total of it.
Yeah. Do you own Anthony Davis anywhere?
No, I don't.
There
wasn't much of a chance of that after the preseason injury.
Yeah, I got him in one league and one RCL. He fell to like 10th or 11th, so I had to do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, at that point, sure.
Yep. So, first couple openers are here. A couple teams still yet to play. On today's show, we're going to recap the big news and notes from Tuesday and Wednesday's games. I know you're listening to this early Friday morning, but we record this on Thursday. It's just a mess with how everything is happening in the podcasting world right now. But we're going to recap the first couple nights of games, including your first round of player ads. Then we're going to preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks. And then if we have time, since we started a little late, we will wrap up the week at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready to call Anthony Davis fantasy's number one player?
After 2 days, sure.
That's obviously what I'm going for.
That stat line was pretty ridiculous. It could very well be the stat line of the entire year.
Yeah, I put that in the article. Huge, huge game from Brow. 50 points, 7 steals, 16 to 17, I believe, free throw. I'm obviously going to have a lot of trouble pulling up stats quick enough here. but yeah, do you think he goes up at least a couple picks? What about Brow or Giannis rest of the season?
Well, no, rest of the season, I don't see any change for Brow. It's all injury concern, not ability concern.
That's true. So you
feel pretty good about Giannis. He wasn't too shabby.
You're feeling pretty good about Brow. He wasn't too shabby.
Well, the 41 minutes, I hope, doesn't continue.
I know.
I don't think he survives that. I don't think anybody survives that.
I know. 41 minutes and a loss. I mean, that can't make you feel optimistic.
Yeah, but they lose by triple digits without him.
Yeah, that's true. The Pelicans medical staff, winners in my book.
Winners, definitely winners.
They pieced together Brow, kind of like we're piecing together this podcast today.
Oh, Lance Stephenson, that game.
Did he? He had a nice dunk. Funny. His stat line wasn't
that good.
Tried
so hard.
Yeah.
No, it was 20-something minutes of surprising. Yeah, the announcers were, they pretty much hit on the head.
Yeah.
He brings you all this energy and then just takes it away so fast.
There was this Vine I leaked last year. Do you remember it? Where he makes like 4 crossovers, a few spin moves, but it ends with him falling and throwing a layup over the backboard.
Yeah.
I need to find that.
Yeah, layup is being very generous.
Like
a backward shot from 15 feet. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. I'll have to find that one again. In the first game, Kawhi Leonard has a huge game, scores a career-high 35 points, 15 of 15 free throws. I read some stuff that he watched a ton of film, and one of his big things was getting to the free throw line more. You buy that at all?
Okay. Stay healthy. Just please, stay healthy.
Yeah, no.
I imagine if, I mean, you know, he's 0-for-3 for 3s, so if he's only going to shoot 3 threes a game, that, you know, that's not going to be a big number this year. So, yeah, if he attacks, then, you know, more free throw volume is good since he's so good at it, but it could cost you a few threes.
I feel like he had a three in that game, but I guess it was either called back or foot on the line or something, but I think those will come just fine.
Yeah, it's just not going to be... That part of the game I don't think is going up if the free throws go up.
Okay, I agree with that.
He's not going to get fouled. He probably got fouled shooting threes. But you probably don't get fouled shooting threes as much as you do driving to the basket. So
Lance Stevenson is fouling out there. the Warriors. Are you panicking? You panicking? I told you all the Warriors fans would panic.
No, I hope. I'm glad I don't have Klay Thompson anywhere. That's about the sum total of it.
That's true. But a lot of people were saying in the comments they felt that Draymond was going to be the odd one out. He has a good game. Durant has a good game. If Curry makes a couple more threes, he has a typical Curry game.
Yeah, that's a big line from Draymond. 12 rebounds, 6 assists, 5 steals a block, only 2 turnovers, 2 good percents, a couple of threes. That's, yeah, big time.
Did you didn't watch that game? It was a
no, I was late.
But Steve Kerr dropping an F-bomb at him at the beginning was awesome.
Good. Glad to see Kerr back out there, 100%.
Speaking of F-bombs, how bad are the Knicks?
I mean, they'll be fine for fantasy.
Yeah, I don't
know. That's what. Or an actual Knicks fan, yeah, it's going to be rough.
Are there enough pickups that were interesting on Wednesday nights of games that you would drop Joakim Noah in a 12-er?
No, it's one game. Let it go. He only got 19 and a half minutes. That shouldn't be that low moving forward. Cleveland doesn't play with a true center, so that kind of hurt. So, no, I wouldn't read too much into that.
All right. Well, Slim, if you were a crazy person and wanted to go to a Knicks game, how would you buy tickets?
Oh, I already have this one down.
It's always been hard to find the best deal for that game or concert you want to go to, unless that's the Knicks in March. And none of those other ticket sites want to change that, but SeatGeek is different. They've made an awesome app where they show you tickets by seating grade. They show where it is on the seat venue. You always get the best bang for your buck with ticket grades from all those different sources online. It's really awesome. You need to check out SeatGeek. And if you needed even more reason than that, our listeners, Razzball Nation, will get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. All you gotta do is download the app, go to the settings tab, add a promo code, put in RazzNBA, RAZZNBA, one word, all caps, and they'll send you $20 after you've made the first pick or purchase. That's all you do. Put in the promo code, buy some tickets, and they'll send you $20. It's not store credit. They're going to PayPal it to you. It's super easy to do. I did it for some Brewers tickets this year. It was really awesome. So download the SeatGeek app and enter a promo code RAZNBA today. So Slim, are you picking up ISO Joe anywhere? Flashback to 2006.
No, that is by far going to be his scoring high for the year.
I don't really disagree, but I think he's going to be...
You really gonna think he's going to score 30? If you think he's going to score 30, then you take him in the 30-point challenge. How about that?
Well, you know, speaking of the 30-point challenge, now that you brought it up, guess who's got a resounding lead? Woo! Going down this year, Slim.
All right, so... You're taking ISO Joe, all right.
Not quite where I was going with that.
Joe nowadays.
No one puts baby in a corner, okay. Slim. But yeah, 29 points, 4 boards, 3 assists for ISO Joe. 12 of 16 from the field with 3 threes. They couldn't quite beat the Blazers, but ISO Joe really helped. I don't know. Next couple weeks, I think he's going to be pretty usable. They need his offense.
They won't need it quite as much with Favors back next game.
True.
But they will still need it.
Is Favors for sure coming back?
full practice. Yeah, sounds okay. Like it.
All right, well, I don't disagree with that. If you had your last bench spot in a 12ers, Evan Turner, who just kind of looked meh, I mean, he got 5 assists, would you rather Joe Johnson or Evan Turner?
Sure, that's fine. it doesn't look like Turner's going to be able to put together a 30-minute season.
True.
And he really needs the minutes to get the counting stats to be good. So, yeah, I'll take Joe Johnson for a couple weeks and move on, sure.
All right, well...
I would expect more than about, you know, 12-3-3 with a couple of threes.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I expect, too. Bottom in roster spot slash streamer. Does get the Lakers this week, so. I could tell you were just teeming with excitement with Joe Johnson there. How about Joel Embiid? You got to be excited about that.
I tried typing his name. I don't even know how many eyes to put in anymore.
Did you see my new graphic this morning?
Yeah.
I think I made it a little bit more spot on with his, like, offhand kind of touching the end of it.
Yeah, you're definitely spending way too much time in the graphics department.
Oh, our graphics department is working overtime. We had debates over the which direction the Embiid points, over the amount of eyes, over the amount of amount of lift.
Yes, he was yeah. Good stat line. Can't argue with it.
Yeah, he took Cialis for his first game. He looked really good.
I mean, this guy'll have his issues. The field goal percent wasn't good this game, and the 4 turnovers are probably going to be bit of a staple to his game for now.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't played in 2 years. What do you expect?
Yeah. But it was crazy to see him get in a tie game ISOs against Steven Adams as their offense.
That's not the one you posted, though.
What?
I didn't see that. The one you posted, he was on Roberson.
Oh, yeah. I posted one video. I posted his first career points. And even though you said it was the slowest turnaround jumper ever.
It was so... Okay.
It was very deliberate, but he deliberate. Is a big, he's a very, very big 7-foot man.
You know, it'll speed up. Everything's going to be good. It's just not going to be... I wouldn't expect it to be good every night for now.
Yeah.
22 minutes. You can't sustain at 22 minutes.
And that was actually over his minutes limit. Because it was a close game and a home opener.
And you know they're going to sit him back-to-back.
Yeah.
Maybe not every time, but for now.
Epic sell-high moment?
I don't think he's practicing right now. I think they said he's just...
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
So, you know, they're taking it, you know, kids' gloves.
Epic sell-high moment for Embiid?
I don't know. It could still be fun at the end. 84% owned on Yahoo seems a bit steep. Yeah, you could probably get something better for him than what he's going to give you year to date after one game. No, I can't really say that.
Would you trade Years him? End. Would you trade him for Miles Turner? That is a tough one.
I'm not answering that question.
Miles
that
Turner
question does not deserve.
Yeah, Miles Turner with one of the best debuts of Wednesday night. 30 points, 16 boards, 1 assist, 2 steals, and 4 blocks. Although, there was another thing I gifted on there. Had an epic tip-off against J.J. Barea. I wonder who won.
Yeah. He almost messed it up, too.
I know.
How do I box this guy out? I can't even find him.
But just an amazing game. As you mentioned in the comments, the Mavericks did play small. I mentioned it as well, kind of more jokingly, but you were more on the point that it was Miles Turner against Dirk some of the time. Was the defense on him? I mean, just was a great matchup.
Yeah, Bogut got 20 minutes. Justin Anderson got 20 minutes. So, yeah, Dirk had to be out there as their 5 for way too long.
Yeah. So, sell high for Miles Turner?
Nah, hold it and have fun.
That's what Embiid does.
I mean, the thing is, you probably had to draft him about the 4th round to get him.
Probably.
So how high are we talking here?
Would you offer Miles Turner for Oladipo, who had an awful first game?
You know, that's pretty close. It's not terrible. I mean, it's a bit, you know, you're getting rid of your... I mean, with looking at the stat line, you better ask for more.
Wow.
Maybe you're John Wall instead. Like, it's too good right now. You got to wait until... Yeah, it's a tough moment.
Would you agree that...
They're obviously not going to score 130 every night. They're not going to play overtime every night.
Yeah.
At 38 minutes, he's got a bit of an injury history. I wouldn't want to see that every night.
Yeah, agree. Would you? You're definitely taking him over both the Nuggets bigs, right?
Yeah. I'll take him over Ibaka now, too.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Jefferson only getting 11 minutes. That's pretty telling. I mean, this game was close the whole way.
Well, to that point, though, again, we were talking about the Mavericks going small. I mean, Al Jefferson is a slow plotting center, but can guard opposing true centers.
Yeah, which Bogut is the only one on the roster.
And he played like 19 minutes or something small like that.
Yeah, I mean, even when they went to Powell, that's still not for Jefferson.
Yeah, exactly. So I think if you own Jefferson in a deeper league, hold on to him. You should play a tiny bit more, 15, 18 minutes, something like that.
Yeah, I think so. I think we can basically assume they're not going to play together, though.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, agree with that. So
you know, you might get some foul, you know, Turner gets in foul trouble and Jefferson gets a little bit extra run, but in general, yeah, it's fourth round pick for Turner, looks right on.
So our epic Nurkic Jokic debates, round one goes to Slim with the Jamba Juice looking awesome. 23 points, 9 boards, gets a block, 9 of 13 field goals, only one turnover, 5 of 6 from the stripe. While Nikola Jokic disappears completely. He's gone. Poof, he's gone.
I finally said it in one of the comments today. You know, Nurkic was against Ajinsa and Ashik, and Jokic was against Brow. That's not fair. That's not really a good comparison to make.
Yeah. Well, that makes a good buy low window for Jokic, right?
To a degree. It better be low. I had him 50-60s going into the year. So, like, even that seems like I'm not trading Gorgie for him.
No, but I wouldn't either. I had Gorgie higher. What about the Luminescent Lithuanian? I have trouble saying that. I love putting it on the site, but it's hard to say on a podcast. It's a tongue twister.
I mean, they're similar in that they're complete opposites. Well, Valanciunas now, 35 minutes out of Valanciunas. That was kind of impressive.
Yeah, gets 32 points, 11 boards. No blocks, though, but 10 of 15 field goal, 12 of 14 free throws, and only one turnover. I mean, Valanciunas has always been kind of a lower blocks guy, but a metrics guy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to make the Toronto fans too unhappy, but, you know, that's a good Cantor line.
Cantor was okay. I thought I saw you slam him somewhere. He didn't play a lot of minutes, but he was fine.
Yeah, he did what he's supposed to do. Played 24 minutes and goes 17-12.
Although his
that's Cantor.
His mustache is not a... Oh yeah, let's talk about how bad Aaron Baines looks out there. What was that?
I mean, it wouldn't be so bad, but like the part that's shaved, like Bicked, is so like bright white. You know, there's definitely, he does not get enough sun on that thing.
And then he's got like the mask and then a beard and then this like top bun thing. If you just Google him, if you haven't seen him yet, and it looks like he really is trying to become, a Marvel Universe or DC Universe supervillain like Bane, but like, not the Christopher Nolan Bane, but someone that would be in those dumb... What's the dumb movie that just came out about the villains?
Oh, the DC Universe.
Yeah, now I can't even think. Suicide Squad. Yeah, he could be a villain in Suicide Squad, I think.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that one.
I haven't either, and have no.
The review is just horrendous.
Yeah, I have no intent on doing that. Moving along, how about your boy Justice Winslow? I got a lot of flack for ranking him top 100 going into the year. I mean, I had him like 90s. I didn't think it was that crazy, but great start.
It's called usage, and it skyrockets without without Wade, without Bosch.
Exactly.
I think this is basically what we can expect moving forward.
15 points, 8 boards, 4 assists, 1 steal and 2 blocks, shoots 7 of 15, makes his only free throw.
The assists weren't great, though. Like, it was a couple times. It was like driving to the basket, just lower his shoulder, and then, you know, a drop-off pass to somebody. There was some times it wasn't the most controlled.
Well, when you have Whiteside around, I mean, Whiteside's an assist hog because you just kind of like...
Willie Reed is so similar to Whiteside.
They have 2 Whitesides. Whiteside Jr.
Yeah, you go tell him he's something Jr. Willie Reed's a big boy.
I know, exactly.
What they list him at? 6'11", 245? He looks a lot bigger than that.
Thought he might be taller than Whiteside. Whiteside's arms are just like... They're like thick and long, kind of like Embiid. This is going too far. Yeah, we'll just brush that one off. I am in surprisingly a good podcast mood after.
I actually didn't hear most of that exchange. We some technical difficulties there on somebody's end.
It was not pleasant. You can play back the episode and you'll hear it there. Yeah.
It doesn't have to beat more than twice, right? One F-bomb is fine. 2 is the limit.
Yeah. 1 is fine. If it's 2, it's rated R, but we can rate this PG-13.
Well, we don't want that.
Speaking of more dropping F-bombs, enough to be an R-rated movie, are the Nets going to be our least favorite fantasy team this year now?
Day one, it is unquestionable. That is the Scott Skiles Award for bravery and retardedness.
Yeah. Kenny Atkinson? Atchison? I always get confused which one it is, so I am officially bequeathing his new name, Kenny Asshole.
Oh, man. I think you only say that once per episode, though. I mean, who went with the ass hat? I mean, that sounds a little more forgiving.
Kenny Ass Hat? I don't know.
Sounds South Parky.
We do have, that's true, because we have Coach Butthole already. So
yeah,
maybe,
it's a little more PG.
Yeah, maybe, okay, all right, we'll change it to Kenny Ass Hat.
Okay. it's in the Urban Dictionary. I shouldn't be surprised, I guess. Just about any thought you could have is in the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, that's true. So Brolo comes off the bench to start the second half, has an atrocious game. Is apparently in a minutes limit.
In the first game of the season.
Yeah. I mean, a guy that played 33 minutes a game last year with no injury issues just got sad at the end. And then they're like, we'll put him on a pitch count.
Yeah, because, you know, what's his name? Is Horford so good that, you know, you got to put Scola on him to stop him.
Yeah, Scola gets the start. I told you in the REL thing, Scola's going to play.
Yeah, that's almost a start. Yeah. But, you know, Booker got the start and wasn't bad.
Yeah, he looked fine, but you just... Oh, all the love I was giving Jeremy Lin, I want to recant that. I want to own no Nets. I mean, Scola and Ariel is my last guy. Whatever. But
I am completely with you there.
Yeah, I would be running to sell Nets after a good game.
We got the question, who's the shooting guard to own for Brooklyn?
Yeah, I liked my answer better than yours. I was literally typing my answer next when you answered first. I was very frustrated.
Your answer was... Their starter isn't even there yet.
Yeah, you said Caris LeVert, and I said none of the above. I think that's...
And next game, it could be Randy Foy starting.
Oh, God. Oh, just...
That's including, what, Joe Harris, who had heck of a line.
He had a rainbow line, yeah. I mean, to be fair to the second unit.
Kilpatrick had a good one. Bogdanovich had a pretty decent game.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair to the second unit, they didn't keep them in the game, but they caught up to Boston at the end, given a lot of
junk. It wasn't because of Scola's defense.
No.
It was minus 19 because kind of staring at me.
Justin Hamilton had a good game off the bench, but I don't know. I want no Nets unless it's a really deep league and you're just looking for some minutes somewhere. Jeremy Lin didn't have a great game, he had an okay enough game. I might try to sell him if you can still.
Led the team in minutes with 27.5.
With the run, the exhausting run and onus of playing 27 minutes in a basketball game.
Yeah, that's first game of the year, you know. You're worn out by then.
What a travesty. So keep your eye on the Nets. Maybe we see
Terry Rozier played more. Rozier.
Yeah, he played a little more than I thought, but I mean, he pretty much just played the Marcus Smart role.
Yeah, I guess so. I think he's still going to be in the rotation. How about those 20 minutes out of Amir? Oh, God, Stevens hates Amir Johnson.
I remember I ranked him fairly well going into the preseason because I saw a good chance for minutes. But then as the preseason went on, I was just like, nope, it's going to be 20 minutes again. It's not going to happen.
No, yeah, I think Stevens is a big believer in the small ball lineup.
Yeah, agree with that. And Horford kind of fits that because he's kind of a stretch five.
His line was okay. A bit underwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, he was out-rebounded by the rest of the starters.
I'm not too worried about that. It was a weird game because of what the Nets did. It's almost annoying to stream guys against the Nets because you just don't know. There's going to be one game where they play, I don't know, they played Scola at center and, like, Jeremy Lin at power forward and just, like, do the craziest stuff.
Yeah, that's completely possible. No, come on.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
I wouldn't be shocked if Scola replaces Booker at some point or if, you know, Foy comes in and replaces Bogdanovich or who knows. Yeah, I don't want nothing to do with this. It's no fun. 24 minutes for everybody that's not fun for us.
Agree. To some fun things, though. A couple big ads for me after Wednesday's games where I added Michael Kidd-Gilchrist everywhere I could. He was 40% owned. We kind of talked about it a little bit that he was drafted in most of your leagues, but he was out there in mine, and he led the Hornets in scoring and looked surprisingly assertive on the offensive end.
Yeah, that's the most interesting part about it. 18 shots, a couple of threes attempted.
Yeah. And
no assists and no turnovers. That tells me it was a bit one-sided.
Oh, for sure. I mean, he's not going to facilitate, but he'll get his shots. He's going to get rebounds. I really liked a couple D stats thrown in there. I don't know. I know it was only one steal, one block, but played a lot of minutes. And he was playing really well last year for his, like, seven games in between torn shoulders.
Yeah, he'll probably finish just shy of one steal and block and a little bit less on the three-point, but the field goal percent is that's probably the best thing about him. If he's going to take this kind of volume, he'll be top 100 by the end of the year, easy.
Yeah, agree. The other one was the big guy, the most talked about guy in our comments this morning was Sergio Rodriguez after a big game against OKC, almost leading them to a win. What do you have, nine assists to zero turnovers, right?
Yeah.
So, everyone needs a point guard. We were taking him over even Dellavedova. We were taking him ahead of Ish Smith. Pretty much a must-own.
Yeah, the Dellavedova one I'm kind of on the fence with. I know Dellavedova didn't have as good of a game, but his role seems a bit more secure to me. I'm kind of on the fence there.
True. I think if you're in a league where Dellavedova is available, and if Sergio Rodriguez is somehow still available, and I bet he's still out there in some leagues. I just think Sergio is more upside.
Upside, I guess. I mean, he's 30, so he's got a little big damper on that.
Yeah, but not like Dellavedova has upside, or is that young either.
No, he's not. He's probably 25. Just a guess.
But I like Sergio, so there's a couple ads for you. If you're looking for a streamer, a guy I streamed, it might be too late if you're listening to this Friday and then daily tomorrow moves, but it plays on Friday and Sunday, are the Mavericks and J.J. Barea, who had a very Barea-ish game of scoring and assists and more minutes than you would expect, which is what Barea seems to do every year. But with Devin Harris out and Seth Curry just playing a little, I picked up Barea in a bunch of leagues where I needed threes and maybe a handful of assists.
Sure, there's it's risky. He's going to get 20 minutes sometimes. He's never survived a big role, so that's not going to happen.
It's a pure stream. He's not going to win
6 man of the year.
It's a pure stream against the Rockets.
Okay. Yeah, you always stream your point guards against the Rockets, exactly. Especially the backups. So. For sure. There's no defense there in the back.
I know.
Like none, bro.
Plus,
if Harden's turning the ball over, there's lots of opportunity for steals.
Yeah, that's true. He had, how many, Harden had 17 assists and like 8 turnovers or something like that?
Seven.
So, that's what he's going to do. Anything else from you from the opening round of games?
From, last night? I lost mostly that Denver game.
Yeah, that's
it. Was entertaining.
That's the game I didn't watch almost any of.
I was getting frustrated at the end. Bringing the boys back in, and Wilson Chandler's just out there throwing up bricks. Yeah, I was frustrated by that.
They're called Labradoodles, Slim.
Oh, yes. The old Labradoodle.
All right.
An S&M joke, I believe?
It was something like that. Original? It was like a safe word for something.
Yeah.
How that evolved to meaning bad shots, I don't know.
Oh, you killed my internet. My internet just died. What'd you do to me?
Well, your phone's still working. I don't know. I'm like an internet curse right now, I guess.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, I hate you.
Memphis with, 38 minutes out of Harrison.
Yeah, that was just needs. No Tony Allen and playing Ennis at the three with no Parsons.
Yeah, I think Ennis looks solid. When Parsons gets back, I think he's going to play some more too.
How about Wade Baldwin?
Yeah,
that was crazy.
A defense.
Would you rather have
kind of hard to see that maintaining though, just given his history in college.
Yeah,
and the lack of minutes. That was pretty. It was pretty good minutes. It was more than I thought.
He had a 1.5 rainbow, so 3x5 across the board, 3 blocks, 3 steals.
He was maybe $13 in the REL, you know, that deep league, and that's looking like a heck of a bargain right now.
Yeah, no disagreement there. Would you rather have Wade Baldwin or? I'm having trouble thinking.
It's not 12 or worthy.
Okay. Yeah, deeper league, I agree.
Especially when Parsons gets back.
Wade Baldwin or Dante Exum?
Okay. I can see that. Didn't Shelvin Mack actually get into that game?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I'll take the Rook.
Okay. I agree with you there. Get some D stats out of it. So. All right,
plus
so
one. Start bringing some players back. There's going to be a crunch for minutes.
Yeah. Agree. Because they'll probably play Harrison at some combo guard, and it'll put a crunch on. But all right, so I'm looking at tonight's games. We have 8 games on the slate. I'm going to struggle to find the top 10 scorers from last year due to all of my internet issues. But vamp for me for a second with what you're looking at on Friday's games while I pull that up.
All right, I'm just going to pass right over these Thursday games.
Yeah, because it's already Friday now.
Yeah, this is true. It has turned. Okay.
I know, it's going to be confusing. You'll get there. You'll get there. I'll condition you, I promise.
I mean, I still have to like look outside. You know, I see 6 o'clock on my computer. It should be dark out. No, it's light. It's Friday.
At least we're not doing it. Yeah, it's 6 a.m. in the morning anymore.
I'm glad. That was rough. Cleveland-Toronto game. That's probably a good game.
Yeah. Do you think? Do you think Cleveland wins it?
Those are two teams you'll probably see in the finals. That's a good chance. That's Eastern Conference Finals right there.
Okay. Can't really dispute that.
Jazz with their B team might actually be a good game against the Lakers and their A team.
Interesting. I don't know.
You think Gobert and Mozgov isn't the matchup of the century?
I'm gonna pass on that. I do want to see Gobert Whiteside. That should be fun.
Yep. Those are two of the bigger, the more physical players with Adams.
Oh my God, Whiteside is gonna tear apart Roy Hibbert.
Yeah, we might see a little more Zeller. They might take he's kind of on a minutes limit right now.
Yeah.
Not that that's better, but yeah. Are you still waiting to try to bring this up?
No, I've got it. I just was in previewing game still mode. As I mentioned, I like Barea. You got to like all your Mavericks against Houston. How bad is Golden State going to blow out the Pelicans?
Golden State and the Pelicans. Oh, man. Yeah, they're not going to be happy about losing their opener.
I know.
Yeah, this is, McCall!
Yeah, he might make the game. McCall! You gotta like, really falsetto it. I know you have a deep, sultry voice, and I have this falsetto up here, but you gotta have the voice crack in it.
I don't know if I could force that.
Oh, you could do it. Come on. Come on! The world is cheering you on.
Well, I might have a stand-in here.
All right.
Can I get a good call? I think she needs an example.
All right. So it sounds like this. McCall!
McCall!
Yes! Oh, fantastic! From a cameo appearance. Right. Appreciate that.
Much higher pitch than I could have gone.
All right, top 10 scorers from last year. Curry, Harden, Durant, Cousins, LeBron, Lillard, Brow, Russell Westbrook, DeMar DeRozan, and then Paul George. Those were your top 10 scorers last year. Next week, we'll change it to the top 10 scorers of this season, but just for the first week because of statistical anomalies. You still want to have it a good contest. I, just to remind the audience, am up 1-0 on Slim.
All right, and you've already made your pick tonight.
No, I haven't. That does not count. I know you want to sneak your way into getting back in the lead here. It's not going to happen on my watch.
All right. I went first last time. Who you got?
All right. I definitely want to pick someone on the Mavericks. Let's do it. Let's do it, Dirk. Let's do it.
Okay. Against Ryan Anderson?
Yeah, exactly. Let's do it, Dirk.
Yeah, that's got a good shot. Oh, see, I was... You had me thinking about Whiteside.
Yeah, it's a good matchup. 30 points is a lot for him, though, because not going to hit any threes.
Yeah, he doesn't get that many minutes, especially with Reed playing so well. Oh, man, that Rodney Hood, that was so close.
I know. Oh, Hood was close. Kyrie Irving at 29. That was a lot of people's picks, too. Oh, man.
You know what? I'm gonna go out on the limb. Give me D'Angelo Russell tonight.
Wow, against the Jazz, George Hill's a good defender. Bold.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out.
All right.
It might George Hill to cover Sweet Lou or something. I don't know.
Sweet Lou played 14 minutes. That was so weird. Didn't care.
Really? That's it? Oh yeah. Swaggy P started. I don't know what that's about.
I don't know. I don't think it's long term. In deeper leagues, I'm holding Sweet Lou, but I am disappointed.
Yeah, I just thought we didn't ask, you know, nobody asking us if we should pick him up.
Yeah, I know.
Who do I pick up? Nick Young or Joe Harris?
Oh, God. Although that's a good deep league question. You know what? Give me Joe Harris.
All right. They're probably both available in the REL, so there you go.
I bet Harris is, but I don't know. Oh, I saw Deonta Davis get a few minutes for the Grizzlies. and he's the only like pure center they have behind Gasol. He got a block. He only played like 6 minutes, but whatever. He came in the first shift of the second unit. I'm like, yeah, went undrafted in REL. I'm going to pick him up. Nope. Someone drafted him. Damn it.
yeah, and I'm not surprised about that.
Yeah, I know. I was just surprised that, to be honest, he played in the first game because he barely played in the preseason because of injuries and was always thought to be raw.
Yeah. Their rotation, he was the ninth man and he only got 5 minutes. Did have two fouls.
Yeah, he came in the first wave of subs, though, at the end of the first quarter. He just didn't come in the second.
Yeah, that's not going to last. You know, Brandon Wright's out, like usual, so I'm not going to read too much into that. But Parsons is going to steal those minutes real quick.
Okay. All right.
Gasol and Randolph will split the center minutes.
Yeah, Gasol and Randolph played them all in the second half. So.
But, you know, with Randolph being 35 and Gasol's getting up there at 32 or so, Deontay isn't that far off from having a role. I mean, Jermichael is not the toughest guy to overtake.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's not happening this year.
Well, and he's also power forward only, and he'd really struggle to play center. Davis gives them a true center, you know.
All right, I thought he was a little more combo. He doesn't have a shot.
He has a shot, but he looks big. He's a big boy.
Yeah, 6'11", 230. 237 is what they're listing him as.
He looked like he was at least 260. I mean, he looked big. I mean, maybe a lot of that's just from...
Yeah, there's 2 inches of hair there.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
At least 12 pounds.
And plus he can jump. So, and yeah, it is 12 pounds of hair. How many pounds does Elfrid Payton's hair weigh?
Oh, man, I love the bounce he's getting out of it this year. You know he looks in the mirror and, like, practices the bounce just to make sure it's right.
He pretends it's like a diving board up there, you know?
He plate on there to balance, or a book, I guess.
So there you go. There's our 30-point challenge picks. Be sure to submit your picks in on this podcast post, and we'll put them up on the commenters. Congrats to P-Bomb going Kawhi with me. I think I'm saying that right. I don't have the spreadsheet in front of me, obviously, because I don't have the internet. Oh, by the way, my internet's Time Warner Cable. Any other competitors out there want to sponsor the show? Call me. Oh,
nice shout out there.
Oh, had to do it. So Slim, we got maybe 1 or 2 minutes left. Any movies, TV shows you're watching?
Well, I saw you wrote down a good one here. I'm caught up to that one.
I am watching Westworld. I'm keeping up with the show as it's current for the first time in forever. I haven't even watched the Walking Dead premiere yet.
Oh, so I shouldn't tell you who lived and who died, huh?
There are. they did that so, like, hand... I know, apparently the comic book did it that way, too. I don't know. But that was so, like, ham-fisted about, like, what the whole show's about. Where all the main characters are in a circle, and one of you's gonna die. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, the first line, though, is pretty good. It's something along the lines of, so you didn't like the joke?
That's good.
It was a good opening line.
All right. Well, I'll need to check that out. I have it DVR'd, so I'll get to it at some point. But yeah, Westworld is really cool. I really enjoy it so far.
Yeah, it's sci-fi as sci-fi gets.
Yeah, it's pretty up there for sci-fi-ish mixed with Western. Can I tell everyone a theory? Is it a spoiler alert if I have a theory?
Not if it hasn't aired yet.
All right, I think Anthony Hopkins is a robot.
Okay. Do you know the movie?
Oh, no, I've never seen the movie. Am I right?
I think it had, like, Yul Brynner in it or something.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Well, part of the movie, I think, was that someone you didn't know of was... I think he might have been the sheriff in the movie.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Well,
I mean, this is all about, you know, artificial intelligence, and they're really getting into the idea of, you know, creating it.
Yeah, I think Anthony Hopkins is a robot, and this Arnold person they're talking about is, like, either made him or, like, programmed his consciousness into him or something like that. But I think Anthony Hopkins is a robot.
Anthony Hopkins. Okay. No, I don't think so.
lot of people,
because he was a creator of it, so you know people would have known he was. It's hard to create yourself. It's like a chicken and egg kind of thing going on.
No. Like Arnold and whoever else started it, and then Arnold made his best friend and like you know protege, and then Arnold died, and then Anthony Hopkins took over.
Okay, I'm going with that's definitely not a spoiler.
Okay. A lot of people thought Ed Harris was a robot, but that doesn't look like it's true anymore.
No, I don't think that.
Yeah, I don't think people, that.
In the last episode, a guy walked up to him and started talking to him outside of the place.
Yeah, I think that was just to dispel that thought. But I really like the interviews Jonathan Nolan's done. He's been like, the whole point of it is to have you talk about it, and it's fun to talk about.
No, it's very similar, at least in the way that it makes me want to have that conversation that humans did.
I need Show to watch humans still.
It's more of a family environment as opposed to Westworld is not a family environment.
That's for sure. With this podcast is the Westworld of programming podcasts out there for fantasy basketball, at least.
Yeah. I'm just glad Trevor Phillips is in Westworld.
Who's Trevor Phillips?
Oh, you know a lot of people know who I'm talking about, right?
Probably. See,
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
Stephen Ogg is the actor.
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah. Guy from, he's in Dawn of the Dead and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, he's actually in Walking Dead also.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's one of Negan's people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just didn't know whatever character you threw out there. So,
but he will always be Trevor Phillips.
Which one of us is the robot?
Ooh, that's not for us to decide.
Well, put your thoughts on which one of us is the robot on this podcast.
Here's the real question.
And
if Anthony Hopkins is a robot, does he know he's a robot?
Oh, I don't know. That's for season two to decide. All right,
season two already? We got re-upped? All right.
Well, put in this podcast post which one of us you think's a robot. Put your 30-point challenge picks. We'll be back next week with a normal set of podcasts on Tuesday morning, Friday morning. Sorry, again, this one probably sounds a little funky. I honestly don't know till I edit it together, but hopefully it sounded all right. And Slim, wish my internet trolls some swift deaths for taking this from me.
Yes, never feed the trolls.
All right, take it easy, man. Talk to you next week.
Later.